Testing, testing. Is it on? Oh, okay. It just didn't sound like it from back here. Well, so far in this last week, we've had several analogies given to the church. We've looked at it from the idea of being a race, sports, competition. We've talked about it from the standpoint of what it's like as a business and how it's not alike. And this afternoon, you're going to get a different view. From my own perspective, well, maybe. What do I got to do to get it off this one? Maybe it sat too long. There we are. Thank you. Empowering Service is what I entitled this for today. And I had a little trepidation with it because after Charles's discussions on books, it really sounded like a book title, and I was afraid that he might want to critique it. So I'm kind of glad he's not here this afternoon. But it really doesn't have that to do with it. What I want to look at is improving the service of the congregation and how you interact with each other and within your community. That's the empowering service. And I'm going to look at it, I'm going to look at it in particular from an educator's perspective. This is the new slant. I've been a public school teacher for 24 years and just retired. So I have a real bias toward this, and I think that there are a lot of things that education can help us as bodies of Christ to do some things in kind of different ways. And so I'm going to expose you to one way this afternoon, and it really is going to be a fast exposure. But you'll get a flavor of what it's like, and then we can go from there. Empowering Service. Our objective this afternoon is to give you ideas about how to involve more members in your congregation, provide opportunities for growth in service, maximize the opportunities for members to own the efforts. In other words, I help create it, therefore I have something, I have a tie into it. Increase involvement, because just because those are the people planning doesn't necessarily mean that they are they have to be only the people working at it. And finally, keep you awake. This is the position most speakers don't like after a full meal. Then you come in this room and you listen to somebody. So I'm going to try to do some stuff that's going to keep you active. One of the things, there will be a handout later on, so don't worry about taking notes yet. Just flow with me for the first half, and then I'll give you a handout that will explain everything that's going on. So today's plan, this is what we're going to do. We're going to brainstorm a topic. We're going to evaluate the topics, almost. We just don't have the time, but you'll get to see what's going on. We're going to assign some topics in order to work on. In the optimal world, it would be a choice by individuals. Now you're just going to do it by rows, because I don't have time to have you get up and move. You're going to contribute to the topics you've been assigned to. We're going to post the results, which usually would follow with a discussion, but we won't have that. Maybe it'll create discussion during the week, and it'll give you an opportunity to add some ideas later. And so, out of all this, we'll have a lot of ideas that we can share through this next week. So today's topic, here it is. What areas of service would you be interested in improving in your own life? And if that's too threatening, and as you look around, what somebody else needs to improve in. However, what are those general areas that you would like to see your improvement in? Technology. Okay? What are the other areas? Personal work. Okay? Keep going. Okay, keep going. Do what? Worship. Keep going.
Outreach.
Keep going. Keep going.
Participation.
Dude, what was the last one?
Participation.
Oh, participation. Others, quickly, you're running out of time.
Meditation.
Two more. One more.
Fasting.
Okay. Now, we generated in just about a minute, a really quick list of a lot of things that we could work on. They're a part of our personal life. We don't have the answers in all the areas, and we always enjoy hearing somebody else talk about what they do in that area. And that's what this empowering service is all about, is figuring out how to pull together to do things better and sometimes even more efficiently. So remember, today's plan, brainstorm a topic. We just did that. We did it very quickly, not expansively. Evaluate the topics. If we had time, we'd come back and look at these and talk about them. And I'll give you some more information later, but we don't have time today. We're going to assign the topic, and that's going to happen in just a moment. I'm going to assign you some topics, and you're going to work on some of those things. Let's see how far I want to go. Contribute to the topics. You're going to do that, and I'm going to give you instructions in just a moment. Then we're going to post the results, and then you can add later. So here's what's going to happen. I designed this so that about every two rows or three rows, you could work together. So you kind of have to look around. We'll start in the front, and the people on the side just join in. And you notice that I have some post-it notes, very large post-it notes set up. On the back side of that post-it note is a topic. Some of them are these topics, some of them are topics that we did our own brainstorming on. Inside that is a magic marker. So in just a moment, these are your instructions. You will, first two or three groups, two or three rows, second two or three rows, second two, if you got a whole bunch, just do two rows. Someone will go over, grab one of those yellow post-it pads, bring it back to your group, and in 4 minutes, you will need to write down as many ideas as you can about improving that particular area that's on the bottom of that sheet. Okay? Now, this is brainstorming, which means you don't have to explain your idea in a point-by-point situation because you only got 4 minutes. You don't have time for that. You just want to get the idea on paper. You can always go back and talk about it later. And don't give a whole big explanation about, well, you know, 4 years ago in somebody's house we did this and then we modified it and it came out. So I think just give them the idea. We want to do it fast, fast, fast so that you get the ideas down. And then after we get that done, I'll tell you what we're going to do next. So key points are, in just a minute, somebody's going to go over and grab one of those. Underneath, inside the little ledge there is a marker. Bring it back to your group and start writing, because you'll have about 4 minutes. So write as fast as you can, as furiously as you can. So you kind of look. There's a couple of these first three rows might work out well, and then two rows after that, you people on the sides, join. I need a volunteer, as you look around, a volunteer scribe from each group. So look around quickly. Who's going to be the scribe for your group of rows? Raise your hand. I got one group that's ready. Come on, raise your hand when you're going to be a scribe. Got two groups, three groups, four groups, five groups, six groups. Go get your yellow papers and we'll talk. Okay, turn to your neighbor and go, shh. Thank you. Whoever has that, would you just go put them up there on the side wall for right now? Make sure at some point that I get the marker back. My grandchildren will appreciate having their markers back. So you're not keeping them for me, you're keeping them for my grandchildren. So, make sure I get it. There it is, right on top. Okay. Then I also need a couple of helpers. Tom, you pass that side out. Get you again, Butch. Thanks. Okay, what we've done very quickly is just to do a brainstorm about some ideas about improving the service of our body. Now, we're from all kinds of bodies. These will be posted somewhere if I can find some place to post them so that people can continue to add ideas throughout the week. You can kind of check them, see if there's things in there that, oh, you know, I hadn't thought about that. That sounds like a great idea. I think I'll take this back to my home congregation. We've expanded our knowledge base greatly by doing this. And so what we have done so far, when you get this handout, we have done down through today's topic, which is about halfway through, and we've posted the results, and if we were doing it for real, we'd spend quite a bit of time now talking about those in particular and getting more detail. Ideas, we'd kind of work on them a little bit, not finish them, but just kind of get the idea of what's going on. So what I want to do is this next, and as you get your sheets, you'll see this coming on. So you don't need to take notes again. The sheet's coming. It'll be there. These are the steps. There are 6 steps to this kind of an empowering service project. And let me give them to you, and then I'll give you an example of how we used it at our home congregation, at my home congregation at Gregory. The first one is you choose a topic. It can be elder chosen, or it can be group input. In other words, in our congregation, we had a theme for the year, chosen by the elders, evangelism. In other congregations, they didn't have a theme. They just wanted to know, well, let's just look at what people are really interested in. So the topic can go either direction. Secondly, you brainstorm the topic, whatever it is. You write down all suggestions, and that's critically important to this particular part of the phase. Because as soon as you say one negative thing about somebody's suggestion, everybody else shuts up. Because they don't want you to say negative thing about their idea. And that's why it's so critical that this is strictly, if it's crazy, it's okay. In fact, I like crazy ideas because a lot of times they're just enough outside the norm that we can look at them and then we can bring them back into reality. But we never think about them until somebody puts them out on the edge. So you write down everything and you don't evaluate or comment. Step 3, and that's what we would do with these in. We'd go back and discuss them. What did you mean when you said that? How do you see that working? Would that particular idea go with this idea over here? Can I combine those two? But you never get rid of anything by saying, bad idea, let's mark it off. You simply combine it with something else, or you let it stand on its own. The 4th thing is you begin to prioritize then all those ideas you have created. And you want to prioritize into 3 to 5 generally is a good number to work on, depending on how many people that you have working on them. No more than about 10 people in a group works best, and 10 people is really the edge. So you kind of look at the group that's working and decide how many items you want to try to go for. And you figure that out. You decide which ones are priority by using a weighted system. Now, you can use a weighted system in 2 ways. One is, in times we've given people, each person gets 3 dots. And you can walk up to it and put your 3 dots any place you want to. If you think it's really important, then you put all 3 of your dots on the same one. Or you put 2 dots on one and 1 dot on the other one. But you weight the system. Or you do it one, make your top 3 choices, 1, 2, 3, and then you add up the points. But that gives it a weighting so you see how people are feeling about a particular thing. Step 5, members choose which of the top 3 to 5 topics they are connected with. Now see, we didn't get to do that this time. I just gave you one, and it may not have been one that you were really interested in. But now when we get to this step, then you begin choosing. You know, I really am interested in that particular topic. And then you begin dividing them up, and you try to keep the groups evenly numbered by age and by how many people are on there. There will be some people who really don't care, so they can just join what's left over to kind of even things out. And then the sixth step, you assign a leader, you get a secretary, and then you begin talking about that topic in particular. You really begin working on it, coming up with an idea and a plan. You discuss all the possibilities. You decide what's feasible for right now. And you look for ideas that you can finish within the next 6 months, not one that's going to take 14 years to get accomplished. And if you can find something that you can do in the next 2 weeks, that's even better. Because the idea is to get something, get it on paper, and get it down, and get it accomplished, and then you can move on. So you look for that, you set a time for the next meeting, and working on the next meetings, we'll talk about how you do that in just a little bit. Okay? Let me give you an example then. Our congregation, our topic this year was evangelism. So we had one of these meetings, and we decided to meet on Sunday evenings. Instead of our regular service, we did one of these services for our Sunday service. So those that came, we got together in the basement and began the process. It took us several Sundays. In fact, I think we used 3 or 4 Sundays in a row, Sunday evenings, to do this. You can do it on a Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon, all day Saturday. There are lots of ways of doing it. But evangelism was our topic. And these are some of the things that we came up that we thought that we could evangelize in. We realized all of a sudden that Kansas City is a college town. They got lots of colleges around there. So maybe there was a way we could reach the college kids. New people moving in, VBS, an emergency situation. That came up because just about a month before we did this, our congregation was used as the headquarters for a standoff. And so we had people in our building. And nobody ever thought about, well, what happens if the police come and say, can you open your building? We need to use it. Well, we hadn't thought about that. So that came up. Advertisement, like a bench at Walmart. They sell little pictures or advertisements for something. That was an idea. Mailings to households, going to the hospitals, keeping track of new babies and weddings, and sending them information. We have a Raytown Roundup Days, and doing something for that particular thing. So then we had a discussion about all these particular things that are out there. People talked about what they envisioned this being, and then we had our vote. And after we voted, well, there were three things that came up. Emergency situation, because that was fresh on our minds. VBS, because it was coming up in a couple of months. And trying to do something with new neighbors that move in as another way of reaching in the community. So once again, we then divided up into 3 sections. And each of those sections became in charge of that particular idea. And they set up a plan. There was a group discussion that went on to kind of help us know what was happening there. And then it's important that after you get that started, that you have time to feed back so people know what's going on. So in step 6, we gave time on Sunday afternoons, Sunday evenings, for short feedbacks. What has the group been doing since? To kind of keep us up to date. And so these are some of the things we've talked about. The emergency situation group has said, okay, I think maybe we could use some blankets maybe. Maybe we need to plan for food and some kind of a phone tree. Even though Red Cross came in, they didn't come in for quite a while. They used our building for about 20 hours. So there was time for us to really do something there. We should have something in line for children's activities. What a perfect opportunity to tell the community about our congregation and have Bible school activities for the children. But we didn't have anything. It had never happened before. And this is one that's still in progress. We're still working on this because it was a new idea. The other one was VBS, and that was coming up. And so we wanted to renew our efforts in advertising, so they did. That group put together a really cute advertising package, and we had 51 this year, which was significantly higher than what we'd had before. It was a good increase. They created a registration form so that we could follow up. And there, like all groups, they ran into a problem. The people that did the advertising and the registration forms weren't at the VBS. So guess what happened? registration forms getting to get passed out right. A lack of communication, something you hadn't thought about. Well, it's not totally shot because we do know all the kids and the people that were there, so we can go back and get the information. But this group is now putting together a plan for next year. How do we make sure that we get the information on the first day instead of having to track it down at the end? You solve your problems. And then the new neighbor group. We contacted the Welcome Wagon program that's nationwide because there wasn't one in Raytown, to see about the possibilities of our congregation being the Welcome Wagon for the Raytown community. And that's ongoing. We've talked to them several times and we're not quite sure if that's going to work. We polled the members for unique donations. In other words, what could we put into a little basket that we would take new people that might be just unique and different, that would be personal, so they would get to know us as people as they came in. And this group is working, and they have a September target date for having the first set ready. So that's how we're working on those particular things. So let me remind you of what we did. We want to involve more members. We had more members involved. Not only did we have the Sunday night group that was involved, but the Sunday night group then asked other people that weren't there Sunday night to help them be involved, because they pulled people in. There were opportunities for growth and service. We maximize the opportunities for members to own their own efforts. This was their project. They did it, and they figured out what went right, what went wrong, and they knew how to keep on track with it. They wanted to have involvement with planning, and hopefully I kept you awake. So empowering service, that's what I wanted to give you an idea for. A different way of looking at how do I help my congregation grow? And it's from an educator's approach. Thank you so much for your attention. I hope you enjoy those. I'm looking forward to see what people put down, because some of those were my topics that I wanted help on. So we are done, and Greg, I think.